Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and former LSU offensive guard and NFL prospect Anthony Bradford is on the line for an interview today. Anthony, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on this day.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to have you on, and we're nearing the end of the pre-draft process. In fact, the draft is coming up 1 month from today. We're ready on March 27th. April 27th is round one. How have you been taking everything in, Anthony? Meeting with teams and working out? I know the LSU Pro Day is coming up in a few days. So how have you been taking all this experience?
Man, it's been a dream, you know what I'm saying, since high school, really, for me. This experience right here is nothing that I could be able to ask for. It's an incredible experience. I can't complain at all. But I'm taking it all in day by day.
Well, Anthony, one thing that stands out about you is your versatility. You made starts at three positions on the offensive line during your 29-game career with the Tigers. Quite a bit of versatility playing along that offensive line. How much pride do you take in that ability to play multiple spots on the O-line?
I take a lot of pride in it, really, because, like, being an offensive lineman, you know what I'm saying, coming into college, you feel like gonna have to just master one spot. I take a lot of pride in it because I feel like if the coaches feel like that I'm that versatile guy on the team and, like, I'm the best one to be fit, like, in that type of position, knowing that it's out of position for me, I take a lot of pride in it because I feel like they got a lot of trust in me, for one, and they believe that I could do it.
Do you have a preferred position of those three spots that you've played in college?
I feel like right guard is probably, like, my solid spot. So, yeah, I say right guard.
At 6'4", 332, that's what you measured in at the combine. You're regarded as one of the most physical road-grading offensive line prospects in this year's draft class. How do you think you'll be able to replicate that style of play in the NFL, Anthony?
I feel like my mindset is just ready for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, since high school, I've kind of had this smash head mindset that my O-line coach put in me. But I just feel like I bring to the game, like, aggressiveness. You know what I'm saying? I just bring that fire. So it's going to be a challenge coming into the NFL, you know what I'm saying, coming in as a rookie or whatnot. But I feel like I get acclimated pretty quickly.
When GMs, coaches, scouts turn on your film, what type of player do you think they project at the next level?
I feel like they see me as like not coming in right away and starting, but being on that verge of starting like almost ASAP, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm a pretty durable guy. I don't have, like, a lot of injuries or whatnot. Like, I'm flexible, you know what I'm saying? I can bend. I'm a big, stout dude, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like them watching my film over the years that I've been at LSU, I feel like they have that type of mindset on me, like, coming in.
Well, you did play 1 year under Brian Kelly. It was his first season there in Baton Rouge. And he's coached a lot of NFL talent and offensive linemen coming from Notre Dame. How much impact has he had on your preparations for the NFL?
He's impacted it a lot, actually. Like, just the type of, like, mindset that he came here and, like, how did everybody get on the same page it really was helpful throughout this whole year. Making sure just people was, like, held accountable, you know what I'm saying? Held accountable for everything, being responsible. And I feel like that off the field stuff that he tried to get into is, like, it really transferred over to the field. So I feel like this past year has a lot to do with Brian Kelly.
And the LSU program, Anthony, y'all had quite a good season as well. I'm sure that made it fun for you as an offensive line paving the way. What can you say about the 2022 season you had there for the LSU Tigers?
Man, I love the hook, man. My teammates, it really was the teammates, man. Like, college, going into college, you know what I'm saying? You meet some friends that you're going to know for a lifetime. So it was just the moments, that the memories that we had throughout the whole year, and us just fighting week in and week out. You know what I'm saying? We grind. We see each other every day. So, you know, we grinding day in and day out. We see each other week in, out. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the memories is just like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. It's about the commodity of the players in the locker room. And so that's good to hear, Anthony. But you were invited to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, and you were able to showcase your athleticism on the biggest stage of the pre-draft process. What was that experience like for you?
It was exciting for me. I'm very proud of myself, the performance I put on at the Combine. Me coming in, I feel like I wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, looked at, but I feel like the type of work that I put in on the field, on those field work days at the Combine, I feel like I opened up a lot of eyes. So I was very proud of that. So I feel like I did great.
Well, I'm pretty sure you did that, man. 5.08 40-yard dash at 332 pounds, the seventh fastest mark for any offensive lineman there at the Combine. 1.74 10-yard split was the fourth fastest time for the OL group. And then a 30-inch vertical, 8.10 broad jump, 7.8 4.3 cone drill, 4.8 20-yard shuttle, 34 reps on the bench press. I'd say that's a pretty darn good day at the Combine, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
You were pretty content with those numbers?
Yeah, I was pretty content with all of them except for the bench, man. Like, so people don't know, in high school I hit 31, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, during training I was hitting like big numbers and stuff like that, but
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Like, an off track heading to the combine week, because like I was just focused on my speed work, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of took a little break on the benching, so I kind of got caught off guard and only hit 34. So I was going for 40 plus though.
Well, you know that at the NFL Combine, Anthony, they put all the workouts in prime time. You know, they moved them to the afternoon, and I was interviewing Byron Young from Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, and he told me he had a little bit of jitters before the workout. Did you have any of those nerves before you started with those on-field drills?
Honestly, no, I was very calm. I wasn't really nervous. I was excited, if anything. I was just ready to get out there and showcase what I could do.
What type of impression do you think you made in your meetings with NFL teams and coaches there at the Combine?
I feel like I made a good impression. a lot of the coaches never got to like experience me face to face, you know what I'm saying? So being able to put, you know what I'm saying, a couple like a personality on a person, I felt like it was good. Like the vibes in the room was good. I don't think I had a bad meeting at all. So I feel like they got a good read on me.
Provide some insight, Anthony. A lot of NFL fans, they're curious as to how those visits, those meetings happen at the combine. I mean, what was your schedule like there? Did you have meetings every hour, every 30 minutes? I mean, what was all that experience like?
It was pretty organized. Really, all I can say is early mornings and late nights for sure. You're just very busy. Everything is busy. You know what I'm saying? Every hour you have something to do. You might have like a little 2-hour break or whatnot, but it's a pretty busy week.
On-field production is very important in the eyes of talent evaluators, but what did you tell teams about your character in the locker room and off the field?
I feel like that I could be a good asset to any team that drafts me. My teammates here, you know what I'm saying, nobody has a problem with me. I'm pretty likable. Like, everybody loves to be around me. They enjoy my company. I feel like I'd be a good asset to a team's locker room, you know what I'm saying, just bringing energy, like a type of energy that a type of vibe, you know what I'm saying. I'm all about vibes and whatnot. So just bringing some good energy to a team. Some good competition, too.
Well, we've talked about your versatility as a player, and there's all types of offensive schemes being run in the NFL. What makes you confident in your ability to succeed in any type of system that you're drafted into?
I feel like you got to be aggressive in both of the systems. I feel like I'm pretty aggressive. I got great technique and feet, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a run, like a gap. You know what I'm saying? A gap power type team, they would love me because I'm aggressive off the ball. And a pass first team would love me because I'm so stout. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'll adjust to either one.
Well, Anthony, the LSU Pro Day is coming up on Wednesday. Is that something that you're going to be participating in?
Yes, sir.
What are some things that you've been working on ahead of that Pro Day where there's going to be scouts and GMs in attendance?
I've just been working on my technique. Just coming off the combine, all the field work that I did, I'm just piggybacking off of that, making sure everything is cleaned up, you know what I'm saying, making sure my endurance is up. So I've been doing a little conditioning, a little running so I can stay in shape. So I feel like I'm ready to go for Wednesday.
Speaking of working out, Anthony, who have you been training with these last several weeks?
I was training at Exos out in Dallas. I was training with Brent Callaway out there. So that's where I was at for those past couple months going up to the combine. And for these past few weeks, I've been training at LSU.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good about Exos, and a lot of draft prospects seem to be training over there. Were you pretty content with the type of work you were getting with the coaches and trainers over there?
Oh yeah, it was amazing, man. It was like just the people around the building, like shit, I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like if I wanted to work out, it was a good environment to go up there to work out. The boys that I was working out with, they was fun to hang around and stuff like that. So Exos is a great place to work out.
As a seasoned offensive lineman, Anthony, do you like to study any particular offensive lineman in the NFL on tape, or do you just kind of like to watch a whole bunch of different offensive linemen, or how do you go about that?
I tend to watch everybody, you know what I'm saying, because everybody got like a different style of play. But if it has to be that one, you know, it's Trent Williams. Like, what O-lineman don't watch him, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man, that guy's a mauler, man, and he's still producing even at this point in his career.
No cap.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, you know, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, right, 1 month away from draft weekend, what do you have planned?
Yes, sir. Nothing serious. Just going to do it back at home in Michigan. Have my family around, you know what I'm saying? My friends that I want around. It's going to be a good time. Good vibes around for sure. So, yeah, I'm doing it back home.
Anthony, and I know you're probably not going to answer this question, but I think it's funny to ask. Is there a specific team that you're hoping to be drafted by?
Honestly, not really. I'm just excited to get picked up by whoever picks me up, and I'm just trying to get to that next level, showcase my skills.
That's the right answer right there, Anthony. But hey man, I enjoyed your time on the podcast, and I really wish you the best, and it was a heck of a career for you there at LSU, and now you turn the page hoping to land in the NFL, and I'm praying for you, hope the right door or right opportunity comes your way, and on draft weekend for sure I'll be tuned in, and we'll see where you land, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, man. Well, take care. God bless. Thanks again for joining the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.